New research found out 6 out of 7 South Korean students misinterpret the beach safety signage. The research conducted by Monash University and Life Saving Victoria surveyed more than 150 South Korean university students, and only 14% of them understood the yellow and red safety flags correctly. Very vague terms in English and lack of understanding in beach safety are some of the reasons of this high misinterpretation. The wise Eduardo Jordan started asking drowning prevention researcher at Monash University, Dr. Masaki Shibata, to explain more about the research.
This study is actually the continuous study of my previous work on the signage perceptions among international visitors. So we found that a lot of international visitors misunderstood beach safety signs. So the last year we focused on Japanese students, and then this year we focused on South Korean students because they are considered as a really high risk migrants here for the drownings. But what's different from the previous study is that we also tested various different signs denoting no swimming and also red colored signs and comparing to yellow signs.
What are some of the reasons 6 in 7 South Korean students misinterpret beach safety signs is so high?
So basically that only 14% of South Korean students that participated in this study understood red and yellow flags as a safety zone. However, over 70% of them actually saw them as indicating danger zone. So it is kind of opposite to what we supposed to indicate. So that's one findings. And also we tested other signage terms such as shore dam, shore break, and also blue bottle, submerged object. Those signs are also quite, you know, widely used at even popular beaches such as Bondi Beach. But unfortunately, almost none really understood what they meant.
Now, what would be the first step to start reducing the lack of beach knowledge across this sector?
So this question is actually quite complicated. I've been actually talking about this quite a bit because I think South Life Saving Australia and Life Saving Victoria, they work really hard to basically, you know, deliver them safety message. But at the same time, this study shows there are lots of different culture and different cultural perspectives. And for example, this study shows a slightly difference between Japanese and Korean as well. So Japanese people, they understood the Japanese term of rip currents much more than Korean translation of ripcurrent. So there are all cultural differences. I think very, very first step we have to do is to basically collaborate with those foreign consulate general. For example, I actually directly contacted to Japanese consulate general this year based on my study published last year. And then I collaborated and revised their safety message so we can actually deliver proper message to Japanese people, because Japanese consulate general, they are the one who actually meet Japanese people, taking care of Japanese visitors, right? And the reason I said this area is very complicated is that I've been also giving a lot of beach safety workshops to international students. I visited a couple of universities and including Monash University. But what I actually found that although we are giving or delivering the message, but if you're not interested, you're not going to listen. If you don't think that you are high risk, what's the point they're actually listening to your safety message? That's why the delivery of the safety message is quite difficult. So we actually about to publish another work. We developed this exercise material particularly for IELTS, because a lot of migrants are interested in IELTS rather than beach safety. A lot of migrants actually have to get a good score in IELTS than learning beach safety here. So that's why we actually incorporated the beach safety information into the IELTS practice material and then asked them to use it to study English. But we also tested how much they improve their beach safety knowledge. We need to think about the way we deliver the message to those who are not interested, who are not aware of the risk.
Now, what are the recommendations the report provided to improve the literacy of beach safety with South Korean students?
In terms of beach safety signs, yes, this study shows that South Koreans do not understand the signage terms. Although they have experience in studying English, they are, in fact, they're university students, so they're good, and they would have like probably 69 years of learning English. But at the same time, previous work shows that domestic students, or let's say Australians, did not understand some of the terms either. So like, for example, shore dump. a lot of Australian people didn't know what it is. So at the moment, so we were using the English language that the native speaker potentially don't understand. And then we would try to translate those language, and it's not actually translating properly. For example, if you put the shore break into Google Translate, it comes out the shore relaxation in Korean. And if you put shore dump, that actually comes out to replace to put the rubbish on the shore in Chinese in Google Translate. And I think the first step we may have to do is to reconsider the English terms and basically to be a comprehensive, but also to be translatable. So I think that might be the very first step we have to work on.
Dr. Masaki Shibata from Monash University speaking there with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.